Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate will hear opening statements today in President Trump's impeachment trial. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the Democrats will go first.
The Democrats have 3 days to make their case. They will push to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, people the White House blocked in the House investigation. The White House will be next. Jay Sekulow, Trump's personal attorney, says this is all about politics.
Why are we here? Are we here because of a phone call? Or are we here before this great body because since the president was sworn into office, there was a desire to see him removed?
The White House argues Democrats should have enforced their subpoenas in court instead of rushing their case to the Senate. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump is preparing to leave the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Before he left, he again denounced the impeachment trial as a hoax. Separately, the president said his administration is moving to add more countries to the U.S. travel ban list. He would not say which countries. Meanwhile, Trump discussed his meeting this week with the president of Iraq and highlighted priorities for both countries.
We're working on military. We're working on ISIS. We're working on, we have a whole host of very difficult things to discuss and some very positive things also.
A U.S. military official, meanwhile, says that more U.S. troops based in Iraq are being sent to a military hospital in Germany. This follows Iran's ballistic missile attack on U.S. military sites in Iraq this month. No one was killed. However, some U.S. troops continue to be evaluated for possible concussions and head injuries. The Supreme Court will hear a case today that could invalidate state constitutional provisions that bar taxpayer aid to religious schools. Most states have such provisions. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports conservative religious groups and school choice advocates have sought to overturn them.
At the center of today's case is a Montana law that provided tax benefits for both religious and non-religious private schools. The state Supreme Court struck down the law for all private schools, whether religious or not, because the court said the law conflicted with the state's constitutional ban on any aid, direct or indirect, to religious schools. Now, school choice advocates are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to revive the law in its entirety because they contend that Montana's no-aid constitutional provision discriminates against religion. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Officials in China say that 9 people have now died from a spreading respiratory illness that's like pneumonia. Well over 400 people are sick. The World Health Organization is meeting about the issue today. This is NPR. At least 2 of the 3 alleged members of a white supremacist group arrested last week will be in a federal courtroom in Maryland today. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on their detention hearing.
Prosecutors want a federal magistrate judge in Greenbelt, Maryland, to keep the 3 men in custody. They filed court papers laying out the evidence authorities have gathered as part of their investigation of the white supremacist group, The Base. The filing reveals that FBI agents hid a video camera and a microphone in the Delaware apartment where 2 of the men were living. Prosecutors say the 3 were recorded discussing their desire to use Monday's gun rights rally in Virginia to start a civil war. One of the men, former Canadian Armed Forces Reservist Patrick Jordan Matthews, was recorded saying the Virginia rally was a boundless opportunity and that it shouldn't go to waste. Matthews was arrested alongside Brian Mark Limley and William Bilbro. 4 others with alleged links to the base were arrested in Georgia and Wisconsin. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Associated Press reports the governor of Puerto Rico is asking for additional federal aid. The island has been shaken today by lower-level earthquakes, but there have been hundreds of these, some devastating, over the past several weeks. A major tremor this month killed one person, destroyed hundreds of homes, and collapsed buildings. One of the former stars of the British comedy troupe Monty Python has died. An agent for comedian and actor Terry Jones says he has died at the age of 77. Some of Monty Python's most famous films include Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.